Welcome to episode 2 of KidCast School Tour, what the kids are talking about. This week we're heading off on our most southerly journey of the series, all the way down to the beautiful coastal town of Kinsale in County Cork. Of course, Kinsale is famous for its colourful streets, beautiful landscape, and it's also known as the gourmet capital of Ireland. But we had much more important places to be. Past the church, up the hill, to the local primary school. There was actually a status orange warning the morning we set off for Cork, advising that heavy rain was to turn to sleet and snow. And coincidentally, we're going to hear a bit more about that sort of thing on this week's
KidCast School Tour!
It's Misha Sadie from Mr. Cullinan's 5th class at Scullany Velton in Kinsale, County Cork. We're a very busy school.
There's like a lot of sports going on. Skeener School, and it's like a GA tournament.
We have a student council, and last year we did a musical. It was Beauty and the Beast.
We have a ball pit and a bubble room.
There's lots of art competitions. There's like the credit union and there's Texaco and stuff.
After school there's taekwondo.
There's a sewing club and a crochet club.
There's an art club.
There's a baking club.
There's Lego club,
green skills committee,
yoga club. There's also like a STEM club.
And I guess now we're kind of like the radio and podcast club. But what subject have we been exploring for KidCast School Tour?
It's to do with the world.
Countries.
People.
Nature.
Land.
Rivers.
And seas.
The environment.
Weather.
Yes, folks, this week's episode is all about
geography!
Geography is the study of the world and its inhabitants. We are a very multicultural class, with children from
Spain,
Egypt,
Ukraine,
Ireland,
the Netherlands,
Lithuania,
Romania,
Hungary,
Poland,
America,
Czech Republic,
England,
Germany,
and the Philippines.
So our class is particularly interested in
people who might live like abroad and like what kind of goes on there.
Culture and tradition, maybe what they eat.
And we all agree with Arlo. We really do not like
stuff about like stones and all that. Yeah, it's kind of boring.
But do you think geography is important, guys?
Absolutely!
It's important to get as much geography information now, because if someone is going to solve climate change, it's going to be someone from our generation.
If you don't like the environment, like, it'll get worse.
It's like important to know about other countries so that if you go there, like, you know about it.
I totally agree. And our teachers must too, because they help us to learn about geography in so many different ways.
We use the Explorer's Geography and Science books.
We use our atlas.
We watched a lot of videos.
We did a project on climate and weather.
A week ago we done like a kind of a podcast about like why they're not building a bridge from Ireland to England.
We go on lots of walks, like
we took a tour around Chelmsford and we like heard the facts and all that about it. A tsunami hit it from Portugal and it made it like less popular kind of because loads of sand came in and the big boats couldn't come in anymore.
Naturally, this inspired lots of ideas for our show.
Maybe some facts and we could talk about different countries and their traditions.
It's all relaxed chat though, we'll get very off topic. So we think we might need to like write out some sections.
The guests could maybe be like juniors and they could be like saying like what they learned in their like first year of geography or something.
Maybe someone who studies geography for a living.
Or like someone that's like been through the floods or like been through the tsunamis.
Like since we have a lot of people in our class from different countries, so they could say like a little bit about their country or something.
And Charlie also had a good tip for keeping our listeners engaged.
Don't just speak like a robot, like speak out loud and clearly.
Of course, you in particular had to do this as one of our presenters. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Hi, I'm Charlie. I'm one of the presenters on our KidCast School Tour podcast, Brainstorm. Well, I wanted to be a presenter because I like chatting, I like performing, and we had a show last year, and I had a couple lines. So this has given me more confidence to go for like a bigger role next time. And I like talking, so it seemed fun. So there's three main things I had to do as a presenter. I had to talk to the researchers and see what they were researching. And I had to kind of rehearse the script so I knew the general idea of what I was talking about. And I also had to do vocal exercises so I could be speaking clearly. My tips for anyone who wants to be a presenter are practice, you know, like speak out loud and clearly, and enjoy it is the main part.
Thanks, Charlie. And on that note, it's time to hear what else you and your fellow presenters have been up to.
Brainstorm!
Hi everyone, it's brilliant to have you join us in Kinsale this week for our geography episode Brainstorm. I'm Brian and I'll be presenting our show today along with
Cammy,
Charlie
and Gonzalo.
Our school, Scolnay Belton, is very diverse. In fact, in our class alone, we have 14 different nationalities.
And would you like to learn a little bit about their cultures?
Yes!
On this week's episode, we'll also be talking about some serious weather events in the news recently,
as well as chatting to a meteorologist from Met Aaron.
Another reason to stay tuned is to hear our mind-blowing geography facts.
But as promised, we will definitely not be talking about
stones.
First up, let's meet two of our classmates here to chat about our diverse school.
Dia Eve, I'm Bolshu.
And my name is Maya. As you heard Charlie say, there are 14 different nationalities in our class.
But can you guess how many nationalities are represented around the whole school?
35?
Too high. 20?
Too low.
The answer is 30.
And we didn't forget to tell you about the countries we are from.
See you, Nevin Bolchu. I'm from Ireland, but my parents are from Hungary. So today I'll be talking about Hungary. Hungary is in Eastern Europe. Similar to Ireland, we value folk traditions, traditional music, and textiles. We're also known for inventing the Rubik's Cube, the ballpoint pen, and carbonated water. Now, I'm a picky eater, but my mum's really good at making goulash. It's kind of like an Irish stew with meat and vegetables. We love Christmas in Hungary. On Christmas Eve, we like open the presents and stuff, so there's not really a Christmas morning in Hungary. And at the end of summer, there's like a big celebration for school starting again. There'd be like a bonfire, kind of. They like make this guy with like wool and like sticks, and they put it in like the middle of the fire, and then they would burn that like puppet and there would be fireworks. There was a Hungarian soccer player called Puskas, and some of you might know there's an award called the Puskas Award, which is like the best goal all over the world.
Hola, me llamo Maya.
Spain has a population of 48 million people. Spain is known for its beautiful weather. In fact, it's getting seriously hot in recent years, up to 40 degrees. We have some fabulous food in Spain. You might have heard about a famous seafood dish, paella, and jamón serrano. And of course, tortilla. It's egg and potato, kind of like an omelette. Some of you might have also heard about Spanish tapas. We eat all of this a little bit later than Ireland, at least 8 o'clock. There's beautiful sights in Spain, like the Sagrada Familia. It's a really tall building in Barcelona. There's a famous festival called San Fermín. It takes place in Zaragoza. And a bull is released in the streets. Some people run away from the bull and some people try to catch the bull. This isn't really safe. I'm from Barcelona. And one of our famous celebrations are the Three Kings. So this is a celebration where the Three Kings throw sweets at you and you have to try to catch them. It takes place on the night of the 5th of January.
Thanks for that, guys.
Yeah, that was really informative.
Now, are you in the mood for some cool geography facts? If yes, then you're in luck.
Did you know that Sweden has over 250,000 islands, the most in the world?
Nay!
Which means no in Swedish.
Although less than 1,000 are actually inhabited.
Did you know an area of the rainforest about the size of a football pitch is lost every minute?
What?
And lastly, guys, did you know that Russia spans 11 time zones? At one end of Russia, it could be 6 in the evening. And at the other, it could be 7 in the morning.
That's crazy!
Wow. I wonder what times it could be in Russia now.
I don't know, but I think it's time for some weather reports.
My name is Maya and I will be talking about the weather. Last year in Valencia, Spain, we saw heavy rain and floods, with people trapped in their homes, vehicles trapped in tunnels, and businesses destroyed. In just 8 hours, the equivalent of years of rain fell, and in some cases, houses and garages were destroyed in minutes. Authorities found 219 bodies, and many more are still missing. Volunteers helped immediately, but it will take a long time for normal life to resume.
Thanks for that, Maya. I wonder what it would be like to study weather as a job.
And what meteorologists actually do.
Well, luckily, we called in Matt Ahrens, Sinead Duffy, who answered all these questions and more.
Hi Sinead, welcome to KidCast's school tour. I'm Brian, and I'm joined by
Cammy,
Charlie,
and Gonzalo.
Firstly, can you tell us what a meteorologist actually does?
First of all, a meteorologist is a scientist who's trained and worked in meteorology. And meteorology, as you probably know, it's the science of the weather. Meteorologists work in lots of different areas associated with the weather, such as universities. We can work in insurance companies or shipping companies. But one of the big places that meteorologists work in Ireland is Met Éireann. Met Éireann's the National Met Service of Ireland. We have meteorologists who are forecasters, and you may see some of them on the TV or hear them on the radio. We have climatologists, which are meteorologists which focused on the weather over like 30 years, a long time. Meteorologists who work on agriculture and marine. We have meteorologists who research the weather models, and meteorologists like me who work on weather radars and satellites.
And what does the radar do?
The radar sends out a beam of energy. It bounces off raindrops. So we look at precipitation, rain and wind up to 240 kilometres in the radius.
So that must help with forecasting the weather. How many days in advance can you forecast the weather?
So we use weather models to forecast the weather. So we use big computers, lots of maths. We take the observations, which is what is seen at weather stations, from the satellites and from the radar. That data is input in, and the big computers crunch the numbers and produce different forecasts. We can forecast the weather over 10 days ahead and a little bit longer, but the forecasts are most useful 3 to 5 days ahead.
Why do we rarely have a white Christmas? And why are our summers warmer?
Our definition of a white Christmas is snow lying at any Met Éireann station at 9 o'clock on Christmas morning. And since 1962, we've had 12 white Christmases. Ireland it's quite warm for snow, and especially where you are in Kinsale, because you're beside the sea, and that makes you a little bit warmer than, say, the centre of the country in Birr, which is aptly named. Have you seen snow in Kinsale?
I've seen a bit in January and February, but not a lot, though.
Not a lot, yeah. And sometimes you can go out and measure the snow. That's where citizen science comes in. That gives us great information and helps our forecasts. And our summers are warmer because of climate change. So overall, in the globe, the climate is getting warmer.
Speaking of climate change, last year was one of the hottest years on record in Ireland. Is that a good or a bad thing?
That's a good question and a hard question, I think, Breen. With the climate warming, we're going to have the ice caps melting, sea level rise, and we have the oceans are heating up, and that can cause more extreme weather. So the floods in Middleton were worsened by climate change. That's a bad thing. With a nicer summer, the farmers can see longer growing seasons. So that's a good thing. But do the good things outweigh the bad things globally? You know, it might tip in the direction of bad overall.
You mentioned the floods in Middleton, and Maya already told us about the floods in Spain. In Ireland, do we have an emergency system to deal with things like that?
We do. And Met Éireann is part of that. When our forecasters see the possibility of severe weather, we send a message to the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. And that is a different part of the government. They arrange meetings ahead of the weather, and that alerts everybody to the potential that maybe severe weather will happen in the coming days.
I remember during Storm Ophelia in 2017, we all had to stay indoors. That was a red weather warning, right?
That was a red warning. That hurricane came from America and crossed the Atlantic Ocean. Normally, they kind of break up because a hurricane needs very warm seas to kind of feed it. And because in Ireland, our seas are a little bit colder, we don't generally get hurricanes, but we can get the broken down bits of hurricanes, which still can have very strong winds.
I'm very glad to hear we're unlikely to experience a hurricane. Thanks very much for joining us, Sinead. That was really interesting.
No problem. Thanks, guys. They were great questions. Great to speak to you.
Bye, Sinead.
Hey, guys.
Why were the rain and the lightning bolt in the news?
Why?
You don't want to know. It's shocking.
Tell me, which is faster, hot or cold?
Don't know.
Hot, because you can catch a cold.
Okay, you two. Ha ha. But now it really is time for our incredible quiz showdown.
Geography edition.
Now Brian will take on Charlie in answering three questions each.
And the winner will get no homework.
Woo! Brian, your first question. How many countries are in Asia?
49.
Correct.
Charlie, your first question. Which flag is white with a red circle in the middle?
Japan.
Correct.
Brian, what is the capital of Canada?
Ottawa. I meant Ottawa.
Correct.
Charlie, what is Greenland's national animal?
Polar bear?
Correct.
Brian, it's now your final question. What is the capital of Texas?
Dallas?
Sorry, Brian, that is incorrect. The correct answer is Austin.
Okay, Charlie, so if you win this, you're the overall winner. What's the capital of India?
New Delhi?
Charlie, you're a winner.
Ah, fair play, Charlie. GG. And how did you guys get on at home? Sadly, that pretty much brings us to the end of our show.
We hope you enjoyed it as much as us.
And we'd like to give a huge thanks to everyone who made it happen.
And you at home for listening.
Song!
This episode of Kid Cast School Talk was created by 5th class at Scolnay Velton for RTE Junior. It was produced by Ciara O'Donoghue, who also co-edited with sound engineer Conan Brophy. Kid Cast School Talk is funded by RTE and Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
This is Anne.
RTE Junior Podcast!
For more, search RTE Kids Podcast.